Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Mexa's sick. Hopefully, he'll be back tomorrow. And, boy, what a great couple of guests we have here from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here in San Diego. We have Andrew Jones, Mike Elias, and then from Florida, Kelsey Barrett, all from Seakeeper. We're talking about this amazing technology, and we're just having a lot of fun with great calls and great texts here. And if you want to give us a call, 213-432-1090 is open right now. Andrew's standing by, 213-432-1090. And if you want to text us, of course, text the show is done only on our Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download on your iPhone or your Android device. And something you must have, and is a great app where you can listen to the show, you can listen to archives, you can text the show and do a whole bunch of things. Our buddy Adam does a great job managing our app. And so if you want to text the show, you can do that right from the Let's Talk Hookup app. And one lucky caller today is going to win an assortment of Seaguar fluorocarbon fishing line, including Seaguar Gold Label Pink and Fluoro Premier fluorocarbon leader. And then also you're going to get a full day trip on the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing to use that Seaguar on that trip. And speaking of fishing, let's go ahead and find out what's biting here in Southern California. Our FishDope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge, is standing by. This report is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company with products for serious sport fishing. Make your own seamless top shots all the way down to 40-pound fluorocarbon with the Sato Crimp system. It's easy, it's cost-effective, and it's big fish proven. It's all about bait presentation, and the Sato Crimp system will help you give you the seamless, easy-to-cast connection. Get the Sato Crimps and supplies at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle and the Longfin, and let's talk to Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Sea Keepers. Well, guys, we're locked into our La Nina winter here for sure. These mostly dry weather fronts and limits of wind behind them. And sad to say, guess what? It's blowing on the outside again today. And as a consequence, this week here, minimal reports from the islands. Only had one report from Catalina. Some crazy kids caught small weather window here a few days back. Made it over up to the back there. Made it up to bait ground zero below Salta Verde, made a few pieces and got one nice yellow, and then considered discretion the better part of valor and got out early and still got whelps coming home, but hey, at least they made it. It's going to be good when it gets, when this weather gets straightened out again. Definitely good signal over there. Locally, you know, it's trying to get interesting, you know, same thing, a lot of weather, but that squid down the beach there in that checkpoint zone, you know, got pounded by the commercial fleet, not too much fish on it, more black sea bass and white sea bass definitely, but a little sprinkle of signal there. But definitely worth checking on that area there. It often gets good. And a little bit of squid showing off on the beach again there, that's good news. And, you know, again, the spring creeping up on us here, that sea bass is going to find it. And local bass fishing, though, for the guys braving the weather, the local bass fishing has been pretty good, mostly sandies, not too much cockle bass right now, but a good percentage of good ones. You know, it's mostly deeper water, and it's definitely deep structure. You got to get right down there to the structure to get a bite there. And I got all that located for you in my coastal book between 2 and 20 fathoms for you guys that want to get dialed in on the local fishing. And just a reminder, guys, rockfish season's opened up here on March 1st, which is getting close, thank goodness. And we'll be able to fish down to 100 fathoms, which brings some interesting developments along with it. Make sure you've got your release device with you, because some of that stuff we're going to catch in that deeper water you cannot keep. And it's good, you know, the release setup is good for both getting the rockfish back down and getting the black sea bass back down, and they're all over the bait grounds here. They're just making a tremendous comeback. So that's this week's report. Not a whole heck of a lot going on other than wind, and we'll see what happens next week.
Yeah, I mean, that black sea bass is making such a strong comeback that I'm kind of hopeful that there's some kind of maybe like a tag system, like you buy an elk tag or a deer tag, where you can take one a year or something like that with a purchase tag, where they get revenues. And, you know, not that we need to thin the herd out, but it's be nice to be able to take one that way. What's your thought on that, Mark?
Well, you know, I got mixed emotions on it. You know, I remember as a kid when they were around everywhere and you could almost catch them at will.
Yep.
And then I remember also the years that the gill nets and the divers and too much fishing pressure literally wiped them out.
Yep.
And so they've made a hell of a comeback. I mean, there's times that they're just a nuisance. I mean, they're eating your calico bass and halibut, 12-pound yellowtail off the east end. They come up and boil on them like an anchovy. So, you know, I don't know. I think it's cool having them around, and you get the fun of catching them. And but I've heard they're awful tasty, the small ones. So it's a double-edged sword.
Yes, indeed. Well, hey, of course, fishdope.com has all the information for you. They'll have all the specifics on the Rockfish opener coming up here March 1st and all that. And, of course, $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Captain Mark Wish, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa, Chica, and Edinger. And the phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. And the website is pacificedgetackle.com. And we've got a lot of cool stuff going on right now, man. Season's coming. It's going to be interesting.
Oh, man. We're just like, you know, with no Fred Hall this year, it certainly opens up the possibilities for March, right?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, I don't know what it's going to do to the white sea bass. You know, it's going to throw them in a tailspin because they know to always start biting during the Fred Hall show.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what's going to happen there. That'll be interesting. But, yeah, it's definitely a change not having that show. It's the official season kickoff. It's, you know, it's going to be kind of a different deal, and hopefully we get that back here one day.
Yeah. Oh, I think that certainly next year we'll have it back. And the other thing, too, I might add, I'm not sure that people have heard, but Day at the Docks normally in April has also been postponed till April 4th, 2022. So there'll be no Day at the Docks this year either. So, so we're just going to have to wait for the Southern California shows to come back. And in the meantime, let's go fishing, Mark.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with going fishing. And, boy, we sure saw a big uptick in people going fishing for the first time in this last season. We're already seeing it again this year, which I think is great, bringing new people into the sport. By the way, guys, you know, the reports from the guys going up and down the Baja coastline, they're going through that bluefin zone. I mean, that sounds nothing short of fantastic, and it's not very far away. It didn't go far, which means it'll be able to come back early. So get that bluefin tackle ready. It's going to be interesting.
Okay, we're ready. It could happen like any day now. That's the
any
that's
day
the story.
Now. It could, yeah. It's a little over, what was it, 120 miles to the upper edge of that fish there. I mean, that's nothing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for the report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
All right, well, stand by for the C4 Sport Fishing report from Marcos here real soon. But in the meantime, I have a great text here from Joe in Newport Beach. He wants to know, how much do Seakeepers cost for a 23 Parker and a 44 Pacifica install, et cetera? Kind of, is everyone different, or is there kind of a general cost perspective that you could give on that?
Website.
Yeah. Kelsey, does the website have a lot of that cost information on it?
The website has the unit cost information, but since we don't sell direct and through a dealer network, the dealers are providing the costs for installation.
So we would love to see, you know, we'd love to be able to provide a quote-unquote cookie-cutter cost, and we're working towards that in some applications, like the Parkers. But depending on the, you know, depending on the boat, we have to go to the boat, we have to assess it, see what it needs, see what needs as far as access and different things like that. So every cost is a little different. So you'd have to contact a dealer and have somebody, and obviously any one of us would come to your boat and assess that and be able to give you a good quote.
Give us an idea. You just did an install of Seakeeper 1 on a 23.
Yeah, I think.
Go ahead, get close to the mic there.
I think equipment costs is around 15, and then sort of another 5-6 to put it in, something like that. I think that's where we were at.
Okay.
With that one, all in, because it was a bit of work involved.
Yeah. Now, if there's if Parker retrofits, for the install cost would go way down, right?
Yeah, be sort of guaranteed under 20. A few thousand below, more than likely.
Yeah,
something like that. It's a hard, just like Mike said, it's hard to sort of just pull a number out, but it's pretty reasonable.
Kelsey, are there some boat manufacturers that are actually offering it as OEM equipment? Is that happening? I know that's not what the installers want to hear. That's for sure, right?
Yeah. Well. Like we said, it makes their refits easier down the road when people inevitably don't choose the Seakeeper option for whatever reason. But you can get it installed from most manufacturers are offering models that have Seakeeper equipped. And that obviously ranges by different Seakeeper models. So the Seakeeper 1 is our newest model. So it has so far the least uptake just based on time and market, but there are already 31 different OEMs offering Seakeeper 1 on a specific model of their boat. And they've got their own costs as well. So you can see our costs direct from the manufacturer on our website for any of the models, and then you can make your own decision as to whether or not you're getting a good price. You should shop around, shop the OEM, shop your dealers, and get the best price out there.
Okay. Good answer. Very good. All right, let's head down to C4 Sport Fishing, talk to our buddy Marcos. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Terrific. How's the fishing?
So far the fishing was pretty good this week, similar to what we had the last couple weeks here, barring that weather period there. Some sand bass, a little bit of calico bass, some sculpin. Pretty good fishing overall, and it sounds like the weather's going to warm up a bit this week, so definitely a good time to get out there on the water. And the Sea Watch, at least through today, is still running those half days. But tomorrow, I know some people have been waiting for this. The new Seaforth is going back online for those half days. And we've actually got their schedule up there through March. And March, with that Rockfish opener, we're going to go back to our normal morning and afternoon schedule. So we'll be running two trips every day. So definitely check the website for that for those half days. The San Diego, Ryan gave us the schedule. He is going back online the 13th. That's Saturday 13th. So definitely check that out also. I know a lot of people have been waiting to get back on that San Diego and go out there and do some full-day fishing. We'll be fishing the island, taking a look around, seeing what's down there. So definitely check that out. And then we have some tribute trips up there. We have some Polaris Supreme trips up there. We've got all kinds of stuff that are popping up on the schedule. It's getting close. Like I know we were just talking about, the Rockfish opener in March, and then not too much longer after that, I'm sure everything's going to be going full swing. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there for all those trips. Just call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, get your gear tuned up, because it's going to be pretty soon. Everyone fishing opens right back up, and you're going to be out there more than you know it, and you want your gear to be ready.
All right, very good, Marcos. Appreciate that great report. And, with Polaris Supreme there and San Diego back on the water, things are going to be happening at Seaforth Sport Fishing here very soon, right?
Absolutely. And we'd love to get you guys out there catching some fish and it's like I said, come down, get a burrito, get your gear tuned up, check out the new boats, and get out there fishing.
All right. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Hey, and that report sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks. The Nautilus Circle Hooks have been the top choice for anglers, from the Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, and the new Nautilus HD. Now with Squid Around, hey, you heard Mark, get the Gamakatsu 4 Extra Strong Octopus Hook, the choice of top white sea bass anglers. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks and the Octopus Hooks at selected tackle stores. And let's go ahead and jump into the phones. You want to get through, here's your chance. 213-432-1090. John from San Diego, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. And Pete, it's nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
Wanted to ask if the Seakeeper's ever been mounted on an aluminum hull boat, and wanted to find out what's it going to take to get a Seakeeper on one of the San Diego sport fishing boats.
Interesting questions. Mike, I know you did one in Sitka for Kingfisher Charters, right? On an aluminum boat.
Yeah. Aluminum's easy.
Is it?
You've got good structure. You weld up aluminum, weld framework, and weld the foundation right to the boat, and it makes all the sense in the world. You just make it part of the aluminum structure.
Really?
So, yeah, definitely aluminum. I think there's more than that. There's a lot of aluminum applications out there.
Are there?
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And then what about, you ever see, I know you've done some talking to some of the San Diego Sport Fishing fleet. You ever see one on one of the San Diego Sport Fishing boats?
Not as yet. We've been talking with some guys, and we'd love to get one out there. I think it would be good for business and customers, and we just sort of, we'll just get there.
Yeah. Part of the problem is the number of hours these guys run and the cost to make it to sustain it, right?
Yeah, we have a HD line that is for commercial applications,
mm-hmm.
and it's sort of a larger unit, derated down in speed, so it has a lot longer longevity when it's being constantly used.
Ah.
But of course, that puts the cost up. So all in, it's a big number for these guys to sort of come up with, and I think that's sort of the issue.
Yeah.
It's just the outlay. But if there's a way to do it, we'd love to do it.
Yeah, I think someday it'll happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll happen. Hey, good question, John. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does 313-432-1090. You want to get through, have a chance to talk to these great guys, and one lucky caller is going to win that assortment of Seaguar fluorocarbon and that trip on the San Diego. Mike, did you have something to add on that?
No, the conversation regarding the sport fishers has always been, or the charter boats has always been, looking at the comfort of the guest and would you get more sales out of, get more spots filled on your boat if you could tell them, you had a Seakeeper and you weren't going to get sick.
I know what I'd say.
You weren't going to be hugging the rail.
I know what I'd say, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. They're, I mean, much, what? Here's the thing. It is, once you experience it, it's like you understand what we're talking about, because the difference between and also the ease on your body, I would say. I mean, as you get, especially for myself, as I get older, it's like it just is so much more user friendly to go out, and you don't, like Mark was talking about the weather being up. You don't have to worry so much about, well, geez, what's this weather going to do to my body, right? I mean, you guys are shaking your heads. You've heard it, right? I mean, it just is a matter of what's your comfort on the water worth?
It's worth every penny in my eyes.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% for sure. All right, hey, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones. Tim in Long Beach, you're next up, Tim. Okay, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, everyone. And hey, Pete, it's really good to hear you back in action. But before I get to my question, ever since my wife first saw the Seakeeper at the Fred Hall show, she's not going to allow me to upgrade my boat until one's already installed. So that's that.
She's a smart lady.
Anyways, so with so much movement, with the unit, eventually there's going to be wear, right? So what is there in the way of like annual inspections or maintenance?
Good question. Maintenance, inspections, wear and tear.
Well, we'd like to inspect it at least once a year, and seasonal, we can base that on hours, sea hours, use time, what we generally look for is we want to service the hydraulic system. There's an active hydraulic system that controls the precession of the gyro. We'd look at bearing or bushings, there's moving parts. We'd also flush the coolant system. Andrew? What?
Yeah, it's just a basic annual service. It's just sort of fluid flush and inspection, essentially.
Change the zincs.
Yeah, and I was chatting with Mike yesterday, actually, comparing it to sort of what you do with your engine or these comparable costs.
Yeah.
It really is a very small, it's sort of a morning's work for us for coming and look at the thing once a year. That's really all we're looking at as far as labor on the service. It's a lot less involved than it would be for a generator or So it's not really something you need to worry about. You know,
the service is just like servicing an engine.
Not nowhere near as involved.
As much, no, yeah. It's just you don't have to change the oil. That
we change
for
the
once
fluids,
a year,
and
right?
We check. We just have a look, and they're sort of bulletproof.
Yeah, and I on mine, I know there's two zincs, and I change that. I change it once every 6 months, and you change it when you do your annual service, and that's pretty much it.
That's it.
That's all. That's
good job keeping up on
that. Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of
and
zincs. Go ahead.
And the DC units don't have zinc to worry about.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, why don't the DC units have zincs?
They went to a Cooper Nickel higher profile, or I don't know, a heat exchanger, and we'd have to ask engineering.
Yeah,
they decided not to put zincs in it.
Well, like some, like my generator, my Northern Lights generator, doesn't have a zinc in it, and it's the same kind of deal. They don't need them. Yeah, which is nice. So when do the zincs start? I mean, is it just on the generator run ones? On the Seakeeper 4 and up?
Yes, the Seakeeper 5 and above.
Seakeeper 5 and up. Okay. All right. Very good. Hey, good question.
And there is a full maintenance schedule on Seakeeper.com under the owner's tab if you want to see that full breakout of what gets done during your Seakeeper service.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
Thanks, Kelsey.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Kelsey's there to help us out for sure. She knows her stuff. There's no doubt about it. Hey, appreciate the call. If you want to get through right now, 213-432-1090, open right now. And Andrew's standing by. And I have a great text. Why does the unit need to be in a vacuum? It's a good question.
That is a good question.
Yeah. So. I got it. I got this one.
Thank you.
So the short answer is it doesn't need to be in a vacuum. You can spin it and it will work. However, the way gyroscopes work is in order to produce that specific number of angular momentum that we know is going to stop the boat roll, if you spin it in a vacuum, you can make it smaller or lighter, and so it makes the most efficient package. So when we spin it in a vacuum, it's not spinning against air resistance. So if we had to spin against air resistance, you'd either have to increase the power draw, which boaters don't want, or you'd have to make it bigger and add weight, which boaters don't want. So we've made it as fast as you can spin it with the least power draw and the least amount of weight and the smallest footprint by spinning it in a vacuum. And so that was a choice that we made to make the most efficient gyro on the market, to make your experience with our product as best as it possibly could be.
Okay, there you go. That makes a lot of sense, for sure. Another great text that's all, of course, going through our Let's Talk Hookup app. And Doug from Claremont has a question. He says, I'm looking to get a Seakeeper for my Parker 2310. Does anyone have one yet for my boat? Would like to test a boat, and if there's one going to be in San Diego. And actually, Seakeeper has a test boat in Southern California, right, guys? No,
we've just done a 23, so connect up after the show.
Call Andrew, and he could probably connect you with the owner of that 23, and maybe if you bring the beer, he could take you out on the test ride.
Yeah,
right?
Sure, Bert would be cool with that.
Yeah. And so you just finished a 2310. Yeah. And the owner obviously is pretty happy with it.
We're still talking.
Okay. And how would he get a hold of you if he wants to talk to you and get connected with this owner?
Just sd-gyro.com or
sd-gyro.com.
Yeah, or through Seakeeper website.
Okay.
Just get through the list of all the dealers is there, and you by region, and you can home in on us that way as well.
Okay. Kelsey, talk about that. Connecting through the Seakeeper website, because I know you—that's kind of your—that's your baby, and you do such a fantastic job with it. How do people connect when you go through the Seakeeper website?
Sure. So there is a dealer map under the Contact Us tab that says Find Us, and that will bring up a map that shows you all of our dealer locations, all of our distributor and elite dealer and corporate locations. And you can kind of zoom right into where you live and find the dealers around you. You can also just reach out to us directly, and one of our reps for that specific area will connect you with the dealers, or you can contact us on social media, and I will personally connect you with the people who can connect you with those dealers. Carrier Pigeon, any way that you can possibly get to us, we will reply and get you connected with a dealer locally.
And you have dealers like Andrew and Mike all over the United States, all over the world, really, right?
All over the world, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, we have a lot of listeners that listen to us down in Mexico, especially down in Cabo San Lucas and Baja and stuff like that. Do you have a dealer in Mexico?
Oh, yeah.
In La Paz.
In La Paz.
Yeah, they're in La Paz. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yacht Support is the name of that dealer.
Yacht Support. Okay, so that gives you an example. Whether you're this side in the United States or anywhere in the world, Seakeeper has that network connected, right?
Yep.
How do you keep up with it, Andrew? Like, you don't, right?
We're doing it. We're keeping our heads above water.
Yeah.
It's a wild ride.
Yeah.
It's fun stuff.
Yeah, especially nowadays, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same with you, Mike, right?
It's brutal.
You're all over the Western United States.
Why?
It's a challenge, and as more and more units get put out into service, then there's more service that needs to be done, and you're trying to keep up with all of that and take care of your existing customer base and add new customers and so on and so forth.
So. All right. Very good. All right. Well, when we come back, that bell tells us it's time to take a break. So when we come back, not really, but when we come back, we're going to talk more to Andrew, Mike, and Kelsey. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfisherchartersdotcom.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Reliability. Yamaha is known for it. And it's something boaters value. Because these days, few things are built to last. When we find something that is, we hold on. To friendships, traditions, outboards. Because every second on the water is sacred. If you count on having this time, you need an outboard you can count on to power it. That's why boaters choose Yamaha for the long run, for life. Because reliability starts here.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090. Having a great time talking some Seakeeper, and we got a great text from this is interesting. We were talking about Javier down in Mexico. He says, Javier from Mexico, his rep in Mexico, got me hooked up on my Seakeeper. He sent a picture of his boat, and he got it installed in Mexico, and he loves to show his Seakeeper off because he loves his Seakeeper. So
that's cool.
Yeah, so that's kind of, you probably hear a lot of that kind of stuff, right, Kelsey?
We do, yeah. We actually have an owners group on Facebook now, too. If any of our owners are listening that want to join that Facebook group, just search Seakeeper Owners Group, and you can chat with other people, show us the pictures of your installs, and ask any questions that you might have.
Oh, very good. And that's and you just search Seakeeper on Facebook?
Seakeeper Owners Group.
Mm-hmm. Seakeeper Owners Group, okay. And then you also have a Seakeeper's Facebook page in addition to that.
We do, and we're working on some really cool owner's gifts that we'll release soon. So when you get a Seakeeper and you register your Seakeeper on our website, we'll send you an owner's gift. So that is not begun just yet, but we are working on that, and that'll include a cool Yeti bottle with a cool owner's logo and a bag and some decals, just as a thank you to everybody who is supporting us and a part of the Seakeeper family.
Fantastic. So you let us Seakeeper owners know when that's going to happen.
Absolutely.
All right. Great. Hey, let's go ahead and jump in the phones, and Rich from Bradley is next up. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. Well, it's certainly Seakeeper weather in my neck of the woods today. Would keep you from enjoying your breakfast burrito. And I've been fascinated by the little bits of details of the engineering that are getting thrown our way this morning. And speaking of research and development, I'm wondering if you could kind of look into your crystal ball and give us a hint about what might be in the future for even smaller craft. How small can you go? And another follow-up question is, when you're trying to be stealthy and maybe fishing white sea bass or something like that, is the Seakeeper something that I might want to shut down, as well as generators and things like that? So there's a couple of questions for you.
Yeah, those are good questions, and that's kind of as far as being stealthy for the sea bass, maybe. Seakeeper does make some noise, and your generator, of course, does make some noise. It just depends on how stealthy you want to be. But if you talk to some of the sea bass anglers, a lot of times they're not too concerned about that. But if you're concerned about the noise, then that's something that you may consider for sure. Turn it off for a little while, but I'm not turning mine off, I can tell you that. And then the other questions?
Yeah, about research and development.
Well, that was for Kelsey, I guess.
Kelsey?
About what's coming. We'd like to know.
That's what's coming? I mean, it's definitely, if I told you, I'd have to kill you kind of answer. But so the Seakeeper 1 launched in February of 2020, so that is the newest model. I can tell you we do have something else up our sleeve, but I can't tell you what it is. And in terms of research and development, one of the big things we're working on is efficiencies across the models that we have now. So ever improving all of our products. You know, we started with what was called the M series at the time, and now have the Seakeeper line. And every single unit that you purchase today is not the same unit you could have purchased 8 years ago. So it's tiny little efficiencies that make the units run better, perform longer. They're working faster. They're working better. And I think that's a pretty good segue, too, in the warranties that we offer. We just offered a new warranty that's a platinum warranty, and that was kind of based on customer feedback. So we have the silver, the gold, the HD, and now that new platinum warranty will give you the best support that we've ever offered. And so it's all kind of about efficiency right now and making everything we've got the absolute best that it possibly can be and the best on the market, the only stabilizer option for everyone.
Yeah. So what's the platinum warranty?
So the platinum warranty actually gives you an additional 3 years and 2,000 sea hours. So
wow.
There's sea hours and run hours. So when you've got your Seakeeper spooled up but it's locked in place or not stabilizing, those are your run hours. So your sea hours is what your warranty is based off of. So every Sea Keeper comes with a standard 2-year, 2,000-hour warranty, and then if you add on the Platinum warranty, that's an additional 3 years and an additional 2,000 hours, whichever comes first.
And that would be the service would be done by an authorized Sea Keeper dealer like Andrew and Mike, right?
Absolutely. Every time.
Fantastic. All right. Hey, good questions there. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, our fishing future here in California is being threatened in the ocean here. I think everybody's aware of that. That's this AB 33 and everywhere in the country, you know, stream environmental groups want to keep the ocean. They want to put a big curtain around the ocean and just basically keep you off of it. But we're not going to allow that to happen. And one of the organizations, or the organization actually, that's helping that, both on your coast, Kelsey, as well as our coast here, and that's CCA. And CCA California is growing stronger and stronger. But in order to keep these horrible bills like this new AB 3030 that wants to shut down 30% of the ocean and land by 2030. Think about that. 2030 isn't that far away, and 30% of our oceans and land in 9 years, that's a lot. So we're up for a fight, and we need money to do that fight, and we're asking everybody that loves fishing to just donate $10 a month. That's all. That's it. It's easy to do. I did it. You go to ccacalifornia.org. There's a little banner there on the right side of the web front page of the website where you click it. You enter your credit card, and it'll be dinged for $10 a month every month. And that amount of money, if we get a lot of people involved, is going to really help save the future of fishing here in Southern California. We've got to do it. We've got to have money to be able to keep this fight. And if you love to fish and you're not doing it for CCA, then you're not doing your part. So please go to ccacalifornia.org, click on that $10 a month banner, put your credit card in there, and just get your credit card dinged $10 a month and help fight this this horrible AB 3030 that's right in our face right now, for sure. All right, time to jump back in the phones, and let's go ahead and talk to Jim in National City. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. That's a great show, Pete. Really enjoying it, even though I'm not a boat owner, but it's really informative. My question has earlier... You guys were talking a little bit about different boat manufacturers that can install, well, I'm going to call it the cradle in your boat, but you don't put the Sea Keeper in yet. Maybe at a later date you want to put the Sea Keeper in. I know you mentioned Parker. Are there quite a few boat manufacturers out there that offer the service of putting what I call the cradle, which holds the Sea Keeper? During manufacturing, are there quite a few boat manufacturers out there that offer this service?
Mike, are you aware of
Kelsey?
There's a lot. And you could go to the website and get bombarded by boat logos. We're on every boat out there pretty much on an OEM level.
Yeah, if you go to seakeeper.com/standard, that will give you a list. It's pretty long list of boats, and so the brand, the model, and then the Sea Keeper option or standard available on that model. And anybody who offers it as an option, you obviously don't have to choose it, but you'd be silly not to.
There you go. All right. Hey, Jim, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Another great text here for the Sea Keeper team. And this is from Rich P. in San Pedro. And he says, what would be the immediate benefits for passenger anglers in Southern California of a Sea Keeper? I think Kelsey is pretty good at answering that question, right?
I think number one benefit, immediate difference, is comfort. I mean, you see people at shows around the world, and the first time they step onto a boat, and the second we turn that unit on and it's equipped, you hear a lot of wows, you hear a lot of cursing, you see a lot of eyes bulging. People are just shocked at how immediate the effect is when you turn the Sea Keeper on once it's pulled up. So if you don't get seasick, which a lot of people don't, comfort is ultimately it. And then after a long day of fishing, like you guys were talking about earlier, you're not beat up. You get off the boat and you're you're ready to go. You don't need to sit on the couch for the rest of the afternoon because you just got exhausted in the morning.
Yeah, well said. But body wear. I mean, it just like eliminates that body wear. I mean, if you think about this, if you're let's take a real life scenario here in Southern California. You're offshore, the big swell, there's wind, and you're hooked up to a big bluefin tuna, and you're sideways to the ocean, and your boat is rolling. Well, guess what? You turn the Seakeeper on, it's not going to roll anymore. And not only is it going to aid your body, it's also going to aid the ability to land that fish too, because you're not, you know, rolling around in a jerky ocean. And I think that there's a couple of huge benefits there to us. It's just what, and I think you said it best. There's a lot of expletives that happen when you turn that gyro on, and I've heard a lot of them. You've heard a lot of them. You guys have heard a lot of them. But like, holy S, you know, is one. Yeah, it's like, you know, people just can't believe. To this day, I still can't believe what this technology does. It's totally amazing, guys.
Yeah, it makes it easy to sort of please people at the end of the job.
Yeah.
There you go.
The best day of the project is the sea trial when you're handing it over to the owner.
Yeah.
And his wife or his friends, whoever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to add regarding the comfort level, let's not forget about the comfort of the boat that it's installed on. Because if the boat isn't getting tossed around and beat up in a rolling sea, it's better for the boat too.
Yeah.
So it's good for
everything. That's a really good point.
Very good point. Yeah, it's not going to beat the boat up.
The bait.
Right? The bait is another thing.
No bruised noses.
Yeah. Your beer, you don't need to put a beer in a holder, you know? It's like you just set it on the rail and it's right there, right?
Yeah. Right. Yep. The open bottle of water test. If you, there it is.
Water being the operative word.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Kyle from San Marcos. Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Hey, I just had a really quick question with regards to how effective the Seakeeper 1 is versus like the Seakeeper 5. In my head, I'm thinking smaller flywheel, not quite as effective. I don't know if that's accurate or not, so I thought I'd ask.
Kelsey?
Yeah, so it all depends. It depends on the size of the boat. So we've created all of these models that have a different amount of angular momentum, specifically for different boat sizes. So if you put a Seakeeper 1 on a boat that needs a Seakeeper 5, you're right, it's not going to work as well. But you can't put a Seakeeper 5 on a boat that needs a Seakeeper 1. So what it really does in the difference of sizes is the Seakeeper 5 is 5 times more powerful than the Seakeeper 1, but they're for entirely different applications.
Now, I'll give you a real-life scenario again of what Andrew and I went through when I put my Seakeeper 5 on my 36 Pacifica. It weighs 22,000 pounds, and it's a fiberglass hull. And it was kind of like if you did the numbers on the Seakeeper website, it was either the 4 or the 5. But Andrew said, no, go with the 5 because you have a big, you know, heavy boat, and you're just going to get that much more performance. Correct me if I'm wrong on that.
We don't have a 4.
So okay. Maybe a 3. It was a 3. Yeah.
But it was the right one for you,
okay,
for sure.
Yeah. Basically, there's specific reasons when you go down and look at a boat that you will say, no, this is the one for you, not the next model down, right?
Seakeeper lays it all out, what you're going to need. There's a range, you know, we're going to home in on the right size for the hull.
Yeah.
So that's just how it's done. It's sort of trying to meet a certain amount of roll reduction. And there's a percentage. So whatever we need to do to get there is what we'd recommend.
Okay. And Kelsey, do you always err on the side of more is better?
So it really depends on every specific situation. So we have a performance predicting software that we built ourselves in order to do this. And so say you've got a 30-foot boat. That really could take a 1 or it could take a 2, depending on the boat, depending on how you use the boat. And so if that's your option, maybe the Seakeeper 1 eliminates 80% of the roll, and maybe the Seakeeper 2 eliminates 95% of the roll. So then it's a matter of, do you want that added stability? And if the Seakeeper 1 is only going to eliminate, say, 60, we're going to tell you there's no option but the 2. So it really depends on your boat and kind of making sure we eliminate as much roll as we possibly can for the way that you use your boat and on your specific boat and kind of its specs.
Yeah, 60% just doesn't do it. We want 95%, right?
Absolutely not. 60%, no, not worth it.
Yeah. Mike, you have an input on that?
No, I think the caller was talking about different sizes, and the units are sized. The smaller units are sized with smaller flywheels that go much faster. The RPM is much higher. The larger units, the whole angular momentum is a function of mass and speed. So the larger the unit, if you get up into a Seakeeper 18 or a Seakeeper 26, much larger flywheel spinning at a lower RPM. And that may be kind of what I'm trying to figure out, if that's what his question was as well.
Yeah. So the larger the unit, the slower the flywheel spinning?
Correct. We're going for a mass versus RPM. In order to achieve angular momentum at the smaller sizes, the flywheel spinning much faster.
Gotcha.
10,000 RPM versus 5,000 RPM.
Wow. That much difference. Okay. Very good. When it's spinning slower, does it take less power?
Typically, they're all consuming the same amount of power from the 6 or the 5 through the 26. I'd have to look this up. I don't have it all memorized.
Okay.
But typically, they're all the same. The 35 is a slightly different power consumption, but typically, they're about the same.
Okay. Very good. All right. Hey, hope that answers it. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Rob in La Jolla, you're next up. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, my question is, I was wondering for a 20-foot Tollycraft, what it would cost to put one Seakeeper in that? It's 28 foot. It's a friend of mine.
28 foot. It's hard to, I mean, it's, see, like we've talked about before, Seakeeper, it's every boat is different, and you've got to put your boat specifics in, right, Andrew?
Yeah, I think we're throwing numbers around is not really... You know, the equipment cost is what it is, and then installation, like Mike alluded to earlier, is we've got to really come down and have a look at the specific application. But you can get a rough idea by going to the website of what things are going to be right there.
Yeah, and Kelsey, that will, when you go to seakeeper.com and you put specifics in through the website, it'll give you the general idea of where you want to be, right?
It's going to give you the general idea of what unit you're going to need and what that unit cost is going to be. But like they've already said, you've got to get one of our dealers on board to crawl around and really spec things out. Mm-hmm. So they can give you an accurate quote. We don't want to throw numbers out there and you not have the right idea of what it's going to look like.
It's easy to say the Seakeeper 1 costs X dollars. It's not easy to say the installation on your Parker 23 is going to cost X dollars. That's the X
exactly.
factor, right?
Yeah,
the Seakeeper 1 is $15,900. That's and then installation is going to be on top of that, and you've got to talk to a dealer about it.
Yeah, boats are so unique. You know,
every boat is different.
Yes, it's just different every time, and you just got to have a look.
Yeah, like, for example, when you put the Seakeeper 5 in mine, we needed to move some things to make space, which is an important factor, right? You need to have the space to put the Seakeeper in. Some boats don't. Most boats do. Mike?
No, that's all correct. I mean, that's what we do. We go as aftermarket, we go and assess the situation and give a very accurate idea, quote, as to what it's going to take. And we do that all the time. We move things, we relocate.
Yeah.
We have doable. Yeah.
Yeah. And believe me, whatever it takes, it's worth it. It really is. I can tell you from a Seakeeper owner, and I can tell you if there's probably hundreds of us around there that would say the same thing I do. Right, Kelsey?
There are 13,000, to be precise.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny. You always say, hey, would you give up your Seakeeper? It's like, no way. Right? No way, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. And when we come back, we're going to wrap things up here and also be giving away a great prize. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
For all your insurance needs, Snap Insurance is your top choice, providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. Work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Get advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Congratulations, Tim. You are the winner of that great prize, the assortment of Seaguar Fluorocarbon and the full-day trip on the San Diego. Thanks to everybody that joined us both on text and on phone. And thank you, Kelsey, for your time there. And I guess it's about lunchtime for you right now, huh?
It is. I'm about to go downstairs and make a sandwich.
There you go. Great. Well, if somebody wants more information on Seakeeper, what's the best way?
I would visit us at www.seakeeper.com. There's just about everything you could need there. And if you've got any more questions, reach out to us either via the website or on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram. And if you want to reach out to our dealers directly, their information is on our website as well. Just zoom right into the locations in California, and you can contact them as well.
All right. Great, Kelsey. Thank you very much. And, of course, Mike, thanks for coming down from the Bay Area. Appreciate you flying down here to be on Let's Talk Hookup, and certainly hope it was worth it for you.
It's totally worth it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and if somebody wants to work with you up in the Bay Area or Los Angeles or anywhere, how do we get a hold of you?
Best way is through the Seakeeper website.
Yeah.
I'm listed on there as an elite dealer. It's a different colored star.
Oh, okay.
And so
you
so
got the fancy star.
I got the bigger
elite
star.
Elite dealer.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway.
And Michael, you'll be able to answer questions and solve issues.
Anytime, day or night.
And Andrew, same with you.
That's right
through the Seakeeper website.
That's
is
right.
The best way, and you're right here. I know your office is right there at Shelter Island Boatyard, and
yep.
You work with people every day on Seakeeper. We see your Seakeeper truck running all around Shelter Island
all
the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. And
thank
you all out there. Appreciate that. Thanks to Andrew on the phones as well as the board there, and thank you to Adam for all the stuff that he does on our app. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m. John and Gene from Dana Landing and East County Bait and Tackle will be here talking tackle, talking bass fishing, talking tuna fishing, and a lot more. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.